We know there are great wines coming out of Margaret River in Western Australia, but it's also gaining a reputation for its spirits. And the first distillery to set up there was the Grove Distillery. Our reader Ehrlich speaks to distiller Rebecca Marzen about her family's rum and spirit business.
I have just tasted the most delicious rum called Hot Cross Rum. It's got all the flavours of a really, really good hot cross bun, but it's got all the characteristics of a really good rum. The story of this rum goes back some years. Rebecca's family, or her father, Steve Hughes, planted a vineyard with the help of his children in Margaret River. This was... Rebecca, what year was that?
That was in 1995.
And after a while, the realisation came that boutique wineries were common.
A dime a dozen.
A dime a dozen. And that it was important to differentiate.
Exactly.
So the family turned to distilling.
We did. A bit of a leap of faith at that time. But yes, my father recognised the need to have a point of difference and imported a copper still from Germany, the first in the region.
And that would have been an exercise in itself.
Certainly, indeed.
Because I know distilling is very, very tightly controlled by all governments.
Yes, that's true. And certainly having to be aware of different types of taxes when we have the spirits excise tax and just the exercise in itself of researching the right still to purchase and then getting all of the regulations to operate that still was certainly a process.
Now, the distillery is known as the Grove. Mm-hmm. And the Grove, under the Grove, comes corn mash whiskey, and rum.
Yes.
How is rum made?
So rum is made from molasses or cane sugar, and it's a process of fermenting the molasses and then distilling it. So, and then after it's distilled and we place it in barrel, it's after it's been aged that you then add any flavours or botanicals to it. So that's what you would do for your spiced rum, for example.
Is it common to add flavours or botanicals to rum?
I think spiced rum is certainly something that has a lot of recognition and acceptance right around the world. So yes, I think probably what is less common but people are becoming more interested in is a very aged, dark, premium rum that is essentially a sipping rum. So I think the way we've traditionally drunk rum in Australia and other places is to mix it.
Yep, and whatever, with Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
And maybe with lime or ginger ale.
Yes.
But I don't know. The traditional Australian rums, you'd have to be pretty dedicated to drink it neat. Whereas these rums are much more like liqueurs or cognac or whiskey.
Yes, I think that's a very fair call, and I think that really lends its self to the way that it's made. So it's small batch. It's aged in small barrels. We use no bigger than 100 or 200 litres. And so there's a lot of love and care, and even just the still itself is a copper still. It's a pot still. It's not a column, so you're not continuously distilling. That small batch really allows you to then create a very smooth spirit, which is quite pleasant to drink on its own.
On its own. And I was saying that the rum reminds me much more of whiskey.
Yes.
And that, I think, is because of the distilling process.
Yes, and the way it's aged. So traditionally, Caribbean-style rum is aged in an ex-bourbon barrel, which is, we have a corn mash whiskey that we make at the distillery. So we have our own bourbon barrels at the Grove, which is what we put our rum into to age. So that really imparts some of that smoky flavour from the bourbon, and that's what you'll pick that up when you're tasting our rums. over in the Caribbean, they would import the rums, the ex-bourbon barrels from Jack Daniel's. It's cheap, it's readily available, and that's what they age their rums in. So our distiller, being quite true to tradition, knew he needed to age our rums in ex-bourbon barrels, so we made our own bourbon.
Which is a very neat process, in a sense. I was thinking it was like algebra, that you have a number of components.
Indeed.
And they all come together in a very neat equation.
They do.
Margaret River is better known for wine than for spirits. How's the rum and the corn mash whiskey been received locally for you, for your family?
Oh, look, I think certainly back in 2012, 2013, when we imported the still, it was probably a little bit eye-opening, a little bit different. And still today in the Margaret River wine region, there's really only, I think, about 5 distilleries in the whole region, and it's quite a big region. Whereas in Australia, Australia, there's over 400 distilleries now, craft distilleries. So I think it's still something that people are discovering in WA, and we're really excited that the wave of interest in craft distilling seems to just be growing and growing, and more people are certainly finding us at the distillery door and being pleasantly surprised by what we have to offer.
I'm not surprised. Gin, of course, has been the huge thing for, about a decade, with more and more small producers. And I've always thought that the attraction of gin for producers is that you can make it one day and sell it the next.
Exactly.
But rum is different. You were saying that legally, to be called rum, it has to be aged for 2 years.
That's right. We have very strict labelling laws here in Australia, and that really protects the authenticity, I suppose, of the product that's been created. So I admire that we have these strict standards, and I think it pushes us to create a quality product. But yes, you must have aged your rum in barrel for at least 2 years to be able to call it rum on the label.
Do you ever age it for longer?
We certainly do, and that's the happiness that I find. I'm so proud that my dad had the foresight to create this distillery, the first in the region, and to start by making brown spirits. We didn't start making gin and vodka. We started making brown spirits. We make gin and vodka as well, but we have coming up to rum being aged in barrel for 8 years now, so we'll be looking at a 10-year rum in a couple of years' time, which will be a very special release. And we've got some 5-year rum in barrel at the moment, which we're looking at for a Christmas cask. So that's in a Tokay barrel, which I think will impart some beautiful flavours.
Give some lovely flavours and very Christmassy flavours, I would have thought. Now, what do we do with rum apart from drinking it? I use good rum in cooking because I like making rum bubba. And because you're pouring a rum syrup over a yeast cake, it has to have a really good flavour. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everyone sort of coughs and pushes their plate to one side. Other uses for rum as a drink?
Yes.
Neat.
I recommend certainly our Hot Cross Rum, which is our latest release. I definitely recommend drinking that neat so that you really get the full depth and complexity of the flavours that are in the rum.
Whiskey is often, malt whiskey is often drunk with a couple of drops of water.
Yes.
Would you recommend, and actually just drops, not a teaspoon.
Certainly.
Would you recommend that with rum as well?
Yes, definitely. I mean, brown spirits are similar in that sense, in that you can just change them slightly, so neat or a couple of drops of water or a cube of ice, and each method will open up more flavours, impart more flavours. So even when you've got the ice in there and as it melts, the taste of the whiskey seems to change along that journey of the ice melting into the drink. So I think maybe for our premium dark rum, adding a little splash of water would release some more flavours. The Hot Cross Rum is certainly neat, and our spiced rum is fabulous with a really good quality ginger ale.
Oh, that would be nice. And the Grove also makes something that's not called rum because it can't legally be called rum, but it's a white spirit.
Yes, that's
that,
right.
That, were it older, would be called rum.
Yes, exactly. So we make a coconut spirit. It isn't aged in barrels, so that allows it to retain its clear colour. We filter our small batch spirits to the nth degree so that they retain a very clear and high clarity. And this coconut spirit, while it is not rum, it's made in the style of rum, and it's a fabulous one for your pina coladas or your coconut daiquiris. It's a really delicious mixer.
Okay. That makes opens up a whole world of drinking to me.
Exactly.
So coming up, there might be a Christmas rum.
Yes, I think we got some confidence from the Hot Cross Rum. We've had a huge response to it. It's very exciting. We've nearly sold out of our release. And it was really our first foray into the creativity and innovation that we can play with rum. We've been quite traditional up until this point. So I think now we'll have a think about other ways that we can get creative with the flavours and the complexity and what we meld our base rum with. And the Christmas cask is the next one on the horizon for that.
Santa's own special. Rebecca, thank you very much for spending the time with us.
Thank you, Rita.
Rita Ehrlich there, speaking with Rebecca Marzen of the Grove Distillery, Margaret River. This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.